We had highlighted on Tuesday how we thought it was a little strange to see continued downside pressure in U.S. equities, all while the U.S. dollar remained under pressure. But into Wednesday, that classic inverse correlation has been falling back into line, with the U.S. dollar making a comeback. The primary catalyst for this latest round of risk liquidation has been on fears of rising inflation and rising bond yields, and the impact this will have on the global economic recovery. Central bankers have been aggressive with communications that any rising inflation should not be expected to be anything more than a short-term development, but investors are less confident that this will in fact be the case. Perhaps what's more unsettling to investors is the fact that central bankers have failed to address the issue of what if inflation actually does prove them wrong and is on a more sustainable path higher. With that said, a lot of the focus for today will be on the U.S. inflation data. Other key standouts on today's calendar include German inflation, U.K. trade, U.K. GDP, U.K. industrial production, U.K. construction output, Eurozone industrial production, a BOE Bailey speech, and more Fed speak. That's all for now.